statements about its wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Angry Afghan protesters torch U.S. embassy vehicles after the killing of civilians by American troops. And also this hour, Israeli warplanes fire missiles at several locations in the Gaza Strip.
It is 6 p.m. in Washington, D.C. and 1 a.m. in the Gaza Strip. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, U.S. authorities are investigating an army private for his alleged involvement in the recent unveiling of tens of thousands of classified Afghan documents by whistleblower website WikiLeaks.
22-year-old Bradley Manning has been held in Kuwait for another alleged crime. Manning is charged with leaking a fatal helicopter strike in Iraq back in April. Investigators are transferring the private to a Marine Corps brig in the state of Virginia. Defense officials say they have found concrete evidence linking Manning to the Afghan leaks. The private will remain in military confinement until investigation is complete. The owner of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, argues that the files show a systematic criminal behavior by the U.S. military forces. Assange says an official probe may reveal that war crimes have been committed by the U.S. military in Afghanistan.
Well, meanwhile, the White House says WikiLeaks should stop publishing any other secret documents about the war in Afghanistan. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs claimed that the move puts the Afghan lives as well as the U.S. national security at risk. He cited Taliban as saying they would search the papers for the names of those who cooperated with the U.S.-led forces in the country. Gibbs also raised concerns on another 15,000 documents reportedly still held by the WikiLeaks website. He added that the new information will do more damage. The international organization WikiLeaks recently posted some 90,000 documents about U.S. presence in Afghanistan.
Well, the rate of suicide among U.S. soldiers has increased dramatically this year. The U.S. Army and the National Guard averaged one suicide in June 2010. Only last month, 32 soldiers killed themselves. During the first 6 months of 2010, more than 60 members of the Guard and Reserve took their lives. U.S. officials say this rate of suicide is unprecedented since the Vietnam War. According to experts, multiple deployments are the major cause in military suicides. Elsewhere, hundreds of Afghans have held a protest rally against the United States outside the country's embassy in Kabul.
The demonstration began after a U.S. embassy vehicle crashed into an Afghan civilian car, killing a number of people.
Crashes erupted when Afghan police fired into the air to disperse the angry protesters. The demonstrators who shouted death to America threw stones and set two U.S. embassy cars on fire. Afghan officials say four civilians were killed when an embassy vehicle crashed into an Afghan civilian car. But witnesses say U.S. troops shot at the Afghans.
An American and a civilian car were driving on this road when the U.S. forces opened fire on the civilians and killed six passengers in the civilian car. And when police tried to stop them, they fired on the police too.
Friday's protest comes amid high anti-U.S. sentiment among Afghan civilians.
The main reasons behind the growing anti-U.S. sentiments in Afghanistan, we see that, are mounting civilian deaths by the foreign troops here in Afghanistan. Afghan civilians are increasingly being targeted by the foreign troops' military operations and ground operations in this war-torn country.
Soldiers in Indian-controlled Kashmir have killed at least three protesters in a rally attended by hundreds. Witnesses say the three men died on their way to the hospital north of the Kashmiri capital of Srinagar. Reports say that several others have also been wounded. The fatalities added to a string of deaths that have fueled angry protests across the Muslim-majority Kashmir in the past several weeks. Almost 20 people have been killed by Indian soldiers during those protests.
The latest Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip has wounded at least 8 Palestinians. The raid targeted a building belonging to Hamas security forces in the Gaza City. The warplanes fired at least 4 missiles into the area on Friday. Local witnesses said there have been several explosions. They added that Israeli aircraft can be heard flying over the territory. The aircraft also hit tunnels on Rafah crossing border with Egypt. The Israeli military the attack. Recently, Israel has carried out dozens of such enclave. Well, for more on the situation on the ground, we're being joined by our correspondent, Ashraf Shannon, who is in Gaza. Ashraf, over to you.
Yes, Kaniz. A few hours before midnight, local time in the Gaza Strip, Israeli F-16 fighter jets fired at least 3 missiles at a Hamas security post, which is a police security post. At least 13 people were wounded, including a young girl and an elderly man. Earlier, Israeli fighter jets fired a rocket at a concrete factory in central Gaza that uses cement that's smuggled through the tunnels from Egypt to produce concrete for repair of buildings in the Gaza Strip. Also in northern Gaza, Israeli tanks fired a number of shells at agricultural areas in the vicinity of the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia.
Right. Now, Ashraf, we reported earlier that Israel has increased its attacks on Gaza, and these have happened over the past few months. Now, tell us, how is life for the Gazans who are in a siege and having to cope with these air raids on almost a daily basis?
Life in Gaza is extremely difficult. I've been here for almost 14 years straight, and the past couple of years were really hard for Gazans. Now we're entering the fourth year of the Israeli-Egyptian siege, basically. Very low amounts of commodities come into the Gaza Strip. Post the Israeli war, reconstruction materials were not allowed, and during the war, factories that produce concrete and sort of things that needed for construction were destroyed, means that even if construction material and cement was allowed into the Gaza Strip, it'd be extremely hard to have these factories working again, because people have to use manually produce concrete, will take a long time to repair thousands upon thousands of homes that were destroyed or partially destroyed during the war. There's almost lack of everything. We still have electricity problem. Right now we're doing this broadcast on generator electricity. Gaza City receives 8 hours of electricity and 12 hours of darkness for the past 3 months.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Press TV's Ashraf Shannon reporting from the Gaza Strip. Again, for those of you joining us right now, the latest Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip has wounded at least 8 Palestinians. Ashraf, many thanks for that update there. We will obviously be in contact with him for more updates there.
In other news, the UN has slammed what it calls Israel's violation of human rights and demands Tel Aviv take action against targeted killings. The UN Human Rights Committee says it's worried about Israeli restrictions on the movement of Palestinians in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. A panel of experts says that since 2003, the Israeli armed forces have targeted and executed 184 individuals in the Gaza Strip.
The United Nations says Israel must end illegal siege of Gaza, halt restrictions on Palestinians in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, ensure all alleged cases of torture and cruel, inhumane or degrading treatment and disproportionate use of force by law enforcement officials are thoroughly and promptly investigated by an authority independent of any of these organs. Ensure all decision makers, military and civilian officials, should be investigated and, where relevant, prosecuted and sanctioned.
panel of experts also questioned Tel Aviv's own inquiry into a commando attack on a Gaza-bound aid ship that killed 9 activists and injured dozens more back in May. It says that all decision makers responsible for the attack, be they military or civilian officials, should be prosecuted.
You're watching World News here on Press TV. It's time for a quick check of the headlines this hour. The U.S. tries to stop future leaks of classified documents about its wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Angry Afghan protesters torch U.S. embassy vehicles after the killing of civilians by American troops. And Israeli warplanes fire missiles at several locations in the Gaza Strip.
Still ahead here on Press TV's World News, we'll tell you about how France is coming to terms with the manslaughter of... China has voiced its disapproval of new European Union sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. China's foreign ministry spokeswoman says the dispute over Iran's nuclear program should be resolved through dialogue and negotiations. She says China hopes all the parties would follow diplomatic means. On Monday, EU foreign ministers approved tougher unilateral sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The sanctions target Iran's oil and gas industries. They go beyond a fourth set of UN sanctions imposed last month. Russia has also...
An earthquake in northeast of Iran has left around 110 people injured. Some of the wounded are in critical condition. The 5.7 magnitude quake rocked the city of Sorbat Haydariye in Khorasan Razavi province. Local officials say dozens of homes have been demolished, and according to some reports, between 50 to 80% of houses in nearby villages have been destroyed. We'll be bringing you more details, of course, at Press TV on the story as we get them.
The death toll from 3 days of flooding in Pakistan has reached at least 430 as rains bloat rivers, submerge villages, and trigger landslides. The rising toll from the monsoon rains underscores the poor infrastructure in the impoverished region. The northwest is the hardest hit with the worst flooding since 1929. The flood has destroyed many bridges and shut down the highway connecting Peshawar to the capital, Islamabad. The UN says the humanitarian community is trying to put together a proper response, but the rains are making many roads impassable, complicating any relief efforts.
China says it has overtaken Japan to become the world's second largest economy. China's top currency regulator says the economy expanded over 11% in the first half of 2010 compared with the same period last year. Head of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, Yi Gang, says China expects a growth of over 9% for the whole year. According to the World Bank, China is on course to overtake the U.S. to become the world's largest economy sometime around 2025.
A bleak conclusion of analysts suggests the U.S. economic recovery is so slow that unwillingness to hire workforce could bring back unemployment rate to double digits. This after the government said economic growth crawled at 2.4% pace in the spring. It was the economy's weakest showing in nearly a year. The Commerce Department reports the recession is deeper than previously estimated. This as the Congress may feel pressure to pass more stimulus measures to speed up the recovery. So far, Republicans and some Democrats have blocked additional spending because of their concerns about the... Now, the so-called static kill method aimed at plugging the ruptured well in the Gulf of Mexico has been delayed.
Well, more than 100 days have passed since the explosion on Deepwater Horizon oil rig killed 11 workers and created the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history. The procedure to plug the well was scheduled as early as this weekend, but officials announced the setback after citing delay in prep time. The preparation has been hurtled by debris cleanup. The attempt to kill the well will resume on Tuesday.
Well, the U.S. has indefinitely shut its consulate in Mexico's most violent drug war, Ciudad Juarez, to evaluate security conditions.
There is some threat information that we've received that we're evaluating. It's hard to know if it just is threat information related to, you know, the broad area, you know, where the consulate is, or is more specific to the consulate itself.
Well, it is not the first time the consulate has been closed. It was shut briefly back in March after drug hitmen killed three people connected to the consulate. In 2009, over 2,600 people died in drug-related violence in Juarez, across the border from El Paso, Texas.
In Italy, the growing internal conflict within Prime Minister Berlusconi's party has led to the decision to expel President of the Chamber of Deputies, Gianfranco Fini. Press TV's Matthew Stevens has the story.
Gianfranco Fini, the President of Italy's Chamber of Deputies, has been ousted from Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's People of Freedom Party, of which he was a founding member, after a vote taken by the party's direction. In the document issued after the vote, Fini is accused of maintaining a political profile in opposition to the government, the party, and the Prime Minister. In a press conference, Mr. Fini manifested his disappointment with the way his expulsion was decided.
Last night, in 2.5 hours, without being able to give my views, I was expelled from the party I helped found. This is an ugly page in the history of the center-right and Italian politics.
With regard to the Premier's requests that he should step down as President of the Chamber of Deputies, Fini said he believes this reveals the scarce respect Mr. Berlusconi has for Italy's institutions.
The demand to quit as President of the Chamber of Deputies reflects a less than liberal conception of democracy and business logic, such as that between a CEO and Board of Directors, which has nothing to do with our institutions.
Within Italy's opposition, the opinion is that the government, already buffeted enough by economic crisis, is on its last legs, following the repeated scandals involving the PM and the recent death of two Italian soldiers in Afghanistan.
Condividendo le opinioni politiche, le
this is clearly a governmental crisis. The continuous judicial probes, the mishandling of the financial crisis, the rising poverty of the Italian people are other signs that indicate the situation is desperate.
45 MPs have announced they will follow Mr. Fini. This would mean that the People of Freedom Party would lose the majority in the Chamber of Deputies. Many are now waiting for Berlusconi's reaction to Mr. Fini's statements, but the war of words and the in-party rift have fueled speculation that Italy's government might collapse before its term ends in 2013. Matthew Stevens, Press TV, Rome.
France is still coming to terms with the discovery of the bodies of 8 newborn babies in a village in the north of the country. Police say the children were killed between 1989 and 2007. Their mother has been charged with manslaughter. Marc Vautier has more on this tragedy from Paris.
This is the sleepy village of Villers-aux-Têtres, about 200 kilometers northeast of Paris. It's reeling from a sequence of infanticides that has put France still alive. Cotret allegedly killed her 8 newborn infants between 1989 and 2007.
La mère, Madame Cotret.
The mother, Mrs. Cotret, has admitted having voluntarily suffocated the babies right after their birth. The bodies of the babies don't show any sign of trauma.
According to the prosecutor, Madame Cotret weighed more than 120 kilograms and was able to hide her pregnancies before giving birth alone. Police became aware of the alleged murders after the new homeowners of the Cotret's former house stumbled across the remains of 2 infants. Investigators discovered an additional 6 children in the garage of the Cotret's present house. Cotteret's husband, Pierre-Marie, has been cleared by the police of any involvement in the children's deaths and, after questioning, was set free.
My client is very much affected. He is in a state of shock. I think he is as much astonished as people can be after knowing about such events.
The lawyer also briefly mentioned Dominique Cotteret.
I have simply been able to see for myself that she is a downhearted woman. That is all I...
State of mind known as pregnancy denial, and Cotteret will undergo exhaustive examinations. She's been charged with manslaughter, less serious than murder, and judges will need to take account of those psychological evaluations.
Meanwhile, Madame Cotteret's daughters, Emmeline and Virginia, have been speaking up for their mother. In tears, they told reporters, "Mum was always there for us. She was the best." Mark Vautier, Press TV, Paris.
Well, with that, we come to an end of world news here on Press TV. Don't forget to log on to our website, presstv.ir, for more details on these stories and a lot more. The website being updated every minute as we speak.
Don't go anywhere. Sheena Charani is up next with Sports International.